Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Reverend Marcy Ann's new show, Reflections and Celebrations Part 2. In October 2012, Marcy Ann started her show, What's Next?, which later became Reflections and Celebrations. All 10 years of her shows are available to listen in the archives. Marcy Ann always tried to present her material in a way so that anyone could Google anything she said and find validation. Today, however, everybody is an expert and free to express their opinion. So on this new show today, Reflections and Celebrations Part 2, Marcy Ann will be sharing some of her ideas and thoughts that can't be substantiated, proved, or validated. Some of her ideas maybe you have never heard before. Welcome to the Many Possible Futures Together. And now, here's Reverend Marcy Ann.
And hello, everyone. Thank you, David, for that lovely introduction. And I'm happy to be sharing with you some of these new ideas. And mostly, they come through my daily devotional. You know, we have the Holy Spirit within us, and God promised to give it to us so that we would have access to all of His wisdom and understanding on how to live our life, and then our life would be perfect. So let's listen to some of these ideas and see if any of them are helpful for you. And I'm going to start with one from November 1st. Word from Spirit. I am so pleased each time you initiate communication with me. In addition, I notice the progress you've made since we last talked. You live in a world that's been rigged to distract you, and each time you plow your way through the massive amount of distractions to communicate with me, you have achieved a great victory. Rejoice in these tiny triumphs, and they will increasingly lighten up and brighten up your days. And the scripture verse is Hebrews 4:14. For we have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So let us therefore come boldly unto the throne, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. Okay, the next one is a word from God. Speak what you want and don't speak what you don't want. Listing your concerns and complaints only energizes them. Because a decree is a decree, whether it speaks life or death, when it is spoken with the full force of your passion. My scripture says, life and death is in the tongue. No one else can do what you're created to do, and the challenge is to know yourself and then be yourself. All things are possible as long as there's no harm to anybody else. Consider the animals. Many live in herds or hives, colonies, swarms, or flocks, yet each one is self-sufficient and independent, taking care of itself, doing its job. No animal has ever made another animal its slave. So look and learn from these older kingdoms on the earth, the mineral kingdom, the plant kingdom, and the animals. They will teach you much. And then Matthew 6 says to consider the birds of the air, the lilies of the field. They sow not, neither do they reap, yet your heavenly Father provides for them. Now here's the next word from Spirit. Be careful what you believe. Faith is a subtle friend and can be an enemy depending on what you empower with it. Be careful what you wish for others. Only wish for others what you would like for yourself. Don't accept circumstances as inevitable or unchangeable. Nothing is set in stone. All things are in motion. And see your prayer already answered and feel what it would feel like if it was. When weights pile up, just sit down and take the load off. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. And thankfulness is your strongest defense in any situation. And gratefulness restores equilibrium. The scripture is Hebrews 13:20. Now the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that's the power he has, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. The next one is a word from Spirit. Walk peacefully with me through this day. If you're wondering how you will cope with all that's expected of you today, relieve your mind with my promise that you will never have more than you're able to bear. I promise to provide a way to you that is free of worry or anxiety, failure or depression. Those feelings are part of a life with no hope, and your hope is in God. In the world there is tribulation, but your life is hidden away from the ways of the world. We have overcome the world. So just go through this day like any other, one step at a time. Instead of mentally rehearsing how you'll do this or that, just keep your mind on my presence and on just taking the next step. The more demanding your day, the more help you can expect from me. I know how to circumvent any deep pits or other perilous places. And you shall arrive at your destination all in one piece with a song in your heart. And 1 John 5:4 says, for whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. The next word from God was on November 6th. You can live as close to me as you choose. I set up no barriers between us. Neither do I recognize any barriers that you erect. People tend to think their circumstances determines the quality of their lives. So they pour their energy in trying to control all of those situations. And they feel happy when things are going good, and sad and frustrated when things don't turn out the way they hoped. But it is possible to be content in any and all situations if you use your energy to trust me. Let me work it out for you, as I am with you always and will watch over you wherever you go. I will meet all of your needs according to my glorious riches, and nothing in all the creation is able to separate you from my love. And the scripture is Romans 8:38. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Tribulation, distress, persecution? Nay, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loves us. The next one is a word from Spirit. As you journey through your day-to-day, there will be many choice points along the way because each day brings many small decisions that usually have to be made quickly, especially what to say and what not to say. Now, a decision always requires a judgment. Is it safe? Will it affect other people? Is it loving? So you do need some rule of thumb to help you always make good choices. A lot of people's decisions are a combination of their habitual responses or their desire to please themselves or their desire to please others. but my children will be keeping an ear open to my spirit within them. So not only all major decisions are made with my help, but all decisions are made with my help. When my presence is your deepest delight, you can reach a fullness of my spirit where you will know almost instinctively what decision to make that is in your highest and best good. The key is to delight yourself in me more and more. Seek my will in all you do, and your daily decisions will create an abundant life full of peace and blessings. And the scripture is Psalm 37:4. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall make it possible for all the desires of your heart. Now, this is a word from Spirit. You are surrounded by the beauty of the earth. And take a moment to consider the trees. There are over 60,000 species of trees on the earth. All of the plants are using their energy to bloom and display the fullness of their own species. Each tree has the seeds of life within it, which it releases out to the wind or the insects or birds. And your seeds of life are your words. What you believe and speak are creating your life. Now I am teaching you my wisdoms, which are creating loveliness within your being. My main work is to clear out debris and clutter, making room for more of my spirit to be able to take full possession. Collaborate with me in this effort by being willing to let go of those things that are not producing happiness for you. I know what you need to be happy, and I have promised to provide access to an abundantly happy life for you. So learn to release and receive. And then you will speak words that will create your life of personal fulfillment and genuine happiness. And Psalm 52:8 says, I am like a green olive tree. I am the temple of the living God. This last word from God is, be not afraid, is written in the Bible 365 times. My message to you for every single day, to not live in fear about anything. You are in my hands, and underneath are the everlasting arms. The core of fear is unworthiness, because you have been taught wrongfully that I separated myself from my creation when Adam failed. This is doctrinally called by the man-made leaders of the Christian church original sin. Now, this is not true. It has never happened. If it was true, the sun wouldn't rise in the east and set in the west 365 days a year. If it were true, no life could be possible at all. Hearts couldn't beat. Roses couldn't bloom. Oceans would dry up, mountains would crumble. I have never separated myself from my creation. I have never empowered, nor do I even understand sin. You are and always have been a precious part of me in manifestation. I adore you and am proud to have you in my family. My creator's son, Adam, totally set the record straight by returning as Jesus to defeat death and all of its power. And together now we are all restoring heaven on earth. So stand straight and tall in your dominion and knowledge of the fullness of my spirit to overcome all things, living the abundant life as an only begotten Son of God without fear or guilt. You are mine. And with that, I'm going to ring the bells from the mission down in San Juan Capistrano as a glorious ending to these wonderful words to contemplate and meditate on.